The sequestration of information is a very interesting one. You know, you go back to the 1930s and you find that the NSPCC, along with the government, you know, agreed not to make public how many children died, so that the confidence in the sort of early social work profession, welfare profession, could develop. And that goes on today. So if you try to find the statistics on familial child homicide, you'll really dig for a long time. There are six sources out there, and none of them are comparable. Different ages, some of them are England and Wales, some of them include Scotland. You can't actually use them for monitoring research purposes. We can't really do any learning from it, I suppose, is what I'm saying. And interestingly, the main data for familial child homicide comes from crime statistics. That they are the ones that NSPCC use, for example. But they don't include Peter Connolly's death, because the people who killed him were convicted under the Domestic Violence Act. So that sits separately. And I've had to dig through the Ministry of Justice with Freedom of Information request to really get that material from them. It's pushed away. It's pushed away. It's back to that disavowal issue, isn't it, that we don't know these things.